Now, I want you to notice here that the grumbling starts to snowball. It starts to go downhill. That's what grumbling does. Grumbling, even if you call it venting, does not produce relief. It builds despair. Grumbling goes downhill. It increases despair. It creates a fear where we start thinking there is no way out. And we start exaggerating. You know what that's like, right? Husband and wife are having an argument, and they start grumbling about the other one, and they're trying to one-up in the argument, and all of a sudden they say, "You always say stuff like that." And then if you're somebody like me, you just make it worse. You say, "Really? Always? Every time I've said something like that? Yesterday I didn't say anything like that." That does not bless my wife. Because that's the way it works. Grumbling starts controlling, going downhill. There's no way out. This is always like this. That's exactly what's going on here. The grumbling report goes out. They start exaggerating. The land is not just a land with people that are dangerous. It is a land itself that devours. Now note that language. God says it's a land that will nourish His people. It's a land that devours. All of the people are of great height. Now, to start with, they said there were three particular people of great height. And we were like grasshoppers in their sight. And that's the way they saw it, too. Everything is being stretched out of proportion. And they identify the people, Anak, with the Nephilim, the pre-flood people, because they want to draw connections that are going to cause the people to go, "Oh, no." As it unfolds, look at verses, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. "Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night." Now stop right there. Get us out of Egypt. You said you would bless us. We claim your promise. You've given us your word. You dwell among us. Here we are, right on the verge of the promised land. Are they celebrating? They are weeping and crying. Verse 2. "And all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, 'Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or that we would have died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?' And they said to one another, 'Let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt.'" Now notice what they say. It would have been better for us in Egypt. It would have been better to die in Egypt. It would be better to die in this wilderness. If we go into that land, our children will be destroyed. Fallen, dead, prey. Now remember that. The Lord is going to respond to them, and He's essentially going to say, "Okay, your discipline is that this generation will get everything it asks for." It's frightening. And it all started with grumbling. It tells us in our text here, they grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Lord is going to say in a little bit, "How long will this people grumble against me?" See, grumbling is always against God if He is Lord, because He's ultimately in control of all things.